Get excited, Whataburger fans. Our one-of-a-kind mushroom Swiss burger is back.
And now it's an all-time favorite.
If you love mushrooms, you're going to love this burger.
Two patties, two slices of Swiss cheese, two layers of mushrooms. These mushrooms are beautiful.
It's a really good balance between hearty and savory. That au jus sauce on top.
The creamy au jus sauce. It really sets it apart.
Just adds flavor that makes you go, wow. It is just absolutely amazing.
It's not just a mushroom Swiss burger. It's a Whataburger mushroom Swiss burger. All right, God bless you guys. I'm joining me here at HNLC Studios. I'm here in the city of Plano, Texas. Most of you know I, you know, transfer a lot of different shows. As I get ready to come on the program, you know, I try to be balanced as I can in terms of getting, you know, the accuracy of coming online. But, you know, you're dealing with so many different nations, so many different countries. Most of you know here at HNLC Studios, we're not what we call a traditional church. We're international studio, and I walk as an international apostle. Not to be facetious or say anything negativity, but letting you know, my position that the kingdom has given me as I continue to move forth. But the word that's coming from the kingdom of God, and I always continue to thank all good friends out there in Africa, different people out there in the Panama City, so over to Nigeria, Lagos, Cameroon, the Philippines, and all those out in the Arizona area, Chicago, all the different areas here and outside the states and in the states. We're always trying to make sure we get things on track here. We run different stations, Mountain Central. Sometimes we run Central Standard Time or Mountain Central Standard Time. So we balance between the California states and different countries and different areas. But we don't want you guys to be confused about the work we do at HNLC Studios. Every month we have community service meeting that takes place at one of our local hotels here at HNLC Studios. And we also constantly do a main work. It's actually coming off our internet stations, all our radio stations. We run both satellite, we run both internet as well. We try to get the most of everything we do at HNLC Studios. There's 24 different stations that run out of this particular platform. It's not just a podcast. We got FM radio stations as well as AM stations that take place here at HNLC Studios. For most of you, try to find out information about us. We don't have a whole lot of fancy stuff. We don't want to get into all that. We believe, you know, if you're going to walk the talk, you know, if you're going to talk the talk, then you got to show up with what you got. You know, everything looks good sometimes in the face of people, but when it comes down to getting on the field and playing the nitty gritty, you know, sometimes you got to find out what you're made out of. So, you know, here at HNLC Studios, we don't do a lot of competition. That's not our job, to do competition. Our job is to bring forth the word and give you something that's going to help you in your walk with Christ as we start here at HNLC Studios. I want to thank God for the man of God. Dr. Ronald Robinson is going to be with us on the 15th. Tonight we got Yeshua Messiah Ministries. That's going to be Steve and Joyce Lazar out of Arizona. Matter of fact, they're coming out of Arizona, and they're going to be with us on tonight on the Axie BTR station, which is Blog Talk Internet Radio Station. Got a few things that's lined up here at HNLC Studios. As I said before, we try to pull forth and do what we can do to help the ministry to move forth. And it's a lot of switching back and forth I do as far as getting prepared here at HNLC Studios. Not a snap. I got to pray. Constantly pray. We're going to talk a bit about that today here in the book of Jeremiah. But I'm going to let the music kind of solidify itself here just a bit. Let it kind of run its course. And we're going to come back here in just a moment, and we're going to hear what the Word of God is speaking here at HNLC Studios. Once again, thank you guys for joining us here. It's always a pleasure. Give me a few minutes. I'll be right back with you guys. We'll open my prayer, and let's get started. Hey, just kind of get your Bibles prepared. Go to Jeremiah 33, and we're going to talk about that, and we're going to move forward here at HNLC Studios. God bless.
Oh, Jesus was.
When Jesus was.
Jesus was.
When
my Jesus was.
When Jesus was.
He washed my sins away.
Father God, we thank you, we bless you, we honor you for this opportunity as we prepare ourselves to go before the throne. Father God, we ask for your wisdom, your knowledge, protection through the Spirit. Father God, even as we begin to lay ourselves as being conduit to do the work you called us to do, Father God, let us focus clearly as being what you designed us to be here on earth, Father God, not running out of opposition, but standing our lane and completing our assignment to do just what you have called us to do. Father God, I thank you for the blessings. I thank you for all those that you put around me. I thank you for my wife. I thank you for my daughter. I thank you for my family. Father God, I thank you for all the listeners, Father God, those both none and present. If we continue to move forward, Father God, and do what you declared and called us to do, Father God, I'm asking you to let the word of scriptures not be interpreted, but let them be solidified through the Spirit, that even as we speak, Father God, it will touch the hearts and the minds of every individual. That even as we pray for the very women and children that have prepared the children to go back to the elementaries, the high schools, or whatever it may be, Father God, we know it's a lot of destruction, things that came on the earth, and a lot of things that are dealing with the just a lot of chaos. You know, the word of God decrees and declares, even as we pray about the Oklahoma, the shooting that took place in El Paso. Y'all forgive me for that. But there's so many things that are going on in different places, the El Paso shootings, the Ohio shootings, the incidents taking place in Oklahoma. We see a lot of different things that's going around the earth. But the word of God declares and decrees that we should not be shipped out of the very presence of the power of faith. And we should stay there, believe and declare and decree in the midst of all that is going on. Christ says, call unto me and I will give you rest. The Bible says the heavy latens, all the things that touches our lives in the name of Jesus, all the things that bombard us, that make us feel other than what God declares to be. It seems like it's not moving well. But God has declared a word according to the kingdom. He said, call unto me and I will give you rest. He declares according to Psalms 46, he's a very present help. A very present time of need. Lord, I decree right now in the name of Jesus that even as I speak, Father God, the words will be solidified in the hearts and the minds of the people. That even as you go into the school system, Father God, all the teachers, all the students, all the men and women of God, Father God, who's taking place, to make themselves better in the system, Father God, we realize and understand, Father God, the only way they can move forward is they call unto you. Father God, bless them. Bless my daughter, all her friends, all her partners, whatever it may be, all those who occupy those public school systems, both private and parochial. Father God, illuminate, declare, decree, call things in position on their lives. In the name of Jesus, we set a hedge of protection from every angel dispersed from the kingdom of God to assign each one of those children to have a personal relationship with you. As they move forward, Father God, and begin to push themselves in such a way, Father God, they will not understand and realize that the anointing and the power, the grace is upon their life. All they have to do is call unto you. Let it be one, Father God, that will speak a word into their life, Father God, will change their whole household in the name of Jesus. I declare, Father God, even as I speak, Father God, it's never nothing of myself, but through the power of the mighty and most high God. I decree it right now. I declare it. It's a third heaven word. That means it's going forth. It will and shall not go back void. But it is already accomplished and done all that endearing. Father God, these things we speak not of ourselves, but through the power, the presence of the most high God. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we pray, Lord. Amen. It's always a pleasure, man and woman, God, to continue to move forth and be with you guys. It touches my heart, you know, and I came home, when, you know, out of the service today. Not well out of the service today. I'm always thinking of service because I'm constantly moving. Most of you guys, I kind of give you a, you know, 411. You know, a lot of them think, well, Charles, you're behind the mic. I'm not. No, this is a very complex and sophisticated system. This system runs everything on its own. As of right now, you hear me by the mic. Everything you hear 24 hours is already pre-recorded from years of service that we have here. They run their pre-recorded services. We labored putting it in position. But all of this stuff is designed to move on its own authority through the power and the presence of the Holy Spirit. Our night shows, our midnight shows, our morning shows, all those shows are actually on a system that's designed to pick and choose whatever it chooses because of what we put in on the previous month. It runs month by month. The only time we got to get in most of the time is to see us on Sunday services. Those are pre-recorded services. And sometimes those pre-recorded services comes up maybe months later. You know, we got a series we teach it on. Some people request series. We go back and pull those series. We just automatically touch the system, and it designed to do what it's meant to do. God gave me all this information. I'm telling you, man of God, I couldn't plug a plug in. But when God gives you a vision to do something, it's always more than what you can see. You don't have to worry about anyone trying to copy what you do. Because whenever God gives you when he made it for you, he threw the mold away. There ain't going to be no other plan like yours because it's the only one that God made you. So don't ever worry about what somebody's trying to do just like you. Because God is not a copycat. He's not a duplicate God. God is an individual power-moving God. When you bring him to that level and feel that he's got to do something on the same level, then you got it all twisted like Twizzlers, because that's not the kind of God we work with. We work with an omnipotent, omnipresent, divine, ingenuine, creative God, the one who designed all the heavens and earth, and you and I that dwell in it. The word of God decrees a plan over here. As I think about the process before going to this word, I came in the house today, and as I was coming to the studio, you know, school starts. Just a little short story. School started, you know, for my daughter, and such a beautiful young lady. I love my daughter like all you love your sons, your daughters. I love mine. But I came in today in the studio, and I forgot. I called out Marcella, and it hit my heart, and I broke down. And man and woman, God began to pray because I'm so used to being around her. She's such a jewel. She's such a love. She's such a morning star. And I thought, man, she's not here. She's going to school. But it's a positive thing because she's going to make herself better for the future. Whenever God sees time to take me home or my wife home, we want to make sure she's got the best training she has so she won't have to slip and fall short of anything in the life that God has given her. And I just thought about that man and woman God. I said, wow. Yeah, it goes to show you, you know, you never miss your well until your water dry. And that's what a lot of relationships also, you know, in terms of being with the kingdom of God. You know, you try to do things on your own, you call to God, he's not answering. Because why? You never built a relationship. When you go into bombarding situations, circumstances, and problems, you call on friends. They're not there. You call on whatever, nephews, nieces, everybody you call on, they're not there. But God said, whoever call on my name. That's what it says in Psalms 46. He says, I'm a very present help. I will not no means push you away. God said, I'm always there. He said, I'm very present help. Listen to what he's saying. In Psalm 46, he said, I'm present. That means he's a nano God. He's right there in the midst of whatever it is that you may be dealing with in your life. I don't care what it is. I don't care if you're going to orange cones, ditches, stop signs, ups and downs, whoop-de-doos, whatever it may be. The word of God decrees and declares, when you call on me, I'm a very present help and a very present time of need. Though it may be seem like storms all over the place, but God said, I'm a refuge in the midst of a storm. I will rescue you no matter what the proclivity or the calamity may be. God is always there to help you in the midst of all your storms. The Bible says, cast all your cares. He said, I mean everything. Cast all your cares on me, because I am the one that careth, an ongoing caring for you. The Bible says, trust in me. Lean not to your own. Acknowledge God in all my ways. Everything I do, I acknowledge God. And the Bible says, he's a direction giver. That's what the word of God lets me know. I may walk through shadows of valleys of death that seems to be bombarding in my life. But the word of God said, I will take you through, because the word of God is a staff. I may that run you through that thing so quick. That's what the word of God, Psalms 23 says. Yea, though I may go through, he never said you're going to stop. Now, you can win the shop on your own. But God says, if you go through. See, the rod is the word. The word of God is the Holy Ghost. The Bible says it leads you into all path. Proverbs 3:5 say it's a way that seems right. Am I in there, anybody? Proverbs 18 says it's a way that seems right unto a man, but the end is his death. Now he comes back in Proverbs 3:5. He said, lean not to your own. Listen to what he's saying. Man's thoughts of what he perceives to be right is limited. The Bible declares a word according to the book of Isaiah. He said, my thoughts, your thoughts, right there. You don't even need to go on. My ways, your ways. You don't even got to go that far. It's just my thoughts. Come on, work with me. My thoughts, your thoughts. My ways, your ways. When you lean to your ways, Proverbs 18, what it says, it's a way that seemeth right, but the end is death. God don't want to have you falling in any other calamity in your life. He said, rest assured that I am God. God, work with me now. Now, I am not a God. That's what he said, that I would should lie. Nor am I a son of a man. Y'all, come on, get grow with it, that I should have to repent. Man will, Lord, in the name, they will lie. We human. That's why mercy and grace is upon us, because we don't always seem to think and do the things we need to do. You might as well tell the truth and shame the devil. Everybody who perceives to be something that they're not, then already deceived themselves. The word of God say, our job is to rest on the Lord, depend on the Lord, lean not to our own understanding, but in acknowledgement him in all his ways. That's a direction. That's a call, a Holy Ghost GPS. God said, I will map you through this thing called the shadows of the valleys of death. The word of God decrees and declares, we go to the book of Jeremiah the prophet, he speaks a word over here in the book of Jeremiah. We'll look at this close. We're going to work out of several different editions, and we'll get some clarity out of this word as God begins to bring it forth to reverence, and as he begins to give me illumination and understanding on it. Then we're going to look at it in the Amplified Edition. We're going to go over to the CEB. It's called the Common English. We got to add something else. We will do just that. But get your pens and your pencils. Let's get ready. Your pens, your pencils, paper, whatever you want to have. Let's get ready. I prefer you quote scripture rather than just iPads and those things like that. Keep a Bible in your desk at work. Keep a Bible in your car. Don't always depend on the cell phone electronics. That thing can distract you. Whenever you're looking at the Word of God or hearing the Word of God, somebody's popping in. Somebody's popping from Instagram. They got an Instagram message for you. Somebody's popping in from Facebook. Somebody's popping in from Tumblr. Somebody's always popping in. But I'm telling you, in that Bible, when you solidify your thoughts and plans in the Word of God, there is no distractions. There is no distraction because it's the Word of God. And I say this to all men and women of God, both young and old, when you go into church, don't depend on carrying your cell phone. It's going to always distract you or divert you from what God is really speaking to you in the season that you're going into. Because the cell phones, all kind of pop-ups. There's nothing wrong with you taking your iPad. As long as you understand to silence your messages. I don't know how you work those things sometimes. But I know some ways you can silence all your messages that come through so you won't have any interruptions during the course of time the Word of God is coming for you. Better than that, you don't even have to try to set it. Set your minds on a Bible. Of your choice, New International Version, Amplified Version, New King James Version, Common English Version, whatever it is that you read the best out of, get that and replace that Bible with your cell phone Bible with your original Bible. I hear man of God talking about hold up your cell phone. Hold up what? Or you're just going to fall into the electronic age. Well, that's just the way it is. No, it's not. It's because you want to go roll with what they tell you rather than what the Word of God tell you. He says the Bible, not electronics, but the pages. The Bible says it is in the scriptures. He didn't say on the LED scrolls. He said in the scriptures. The prophets depend on the scriptures that they wrote. The pages, the things that God gave them to write for your understanding. The Word of God decrees and declares over here in the book of Jeremiah. Jeremiah the prophet said, moreover, we look at Jeremiah 1, chapter 1, he says, moreover, the word of the Lord came unto Jeremiah a second time while he was yet shut up in court. They was holding him in imprisonment. Let's think about this. Some of your greatest prophecies, some of your greatest utterance come when you're in your worst situation. I don't know about you, but some of my greatest revelations have came to me when I'm in the most unawkward situations. Y'all understand what I'm saying? The Bible says, once again, it's a way that seems right. Some of us say, this can't be God, or why can't it be? It was the same thing with Ezekiel. It's the same thing with Moses in the midst of his troubles. The same thing with David in the midst of his trouble. God was dealing with them in the midst of their calamities. Now, why not you? God deal with God, which is Jesus Christ here on earth, during the course of time that he was going to be the last sacrificial lamb, okay, God took him through. So what are you saying? It's not God. Jesus could have said the same thing, but he knew his purpose and why he was coming this way. Well, when God gave the word to Jeremiah, he said this prophet is going to suffer some things because the word of God must be made manifest. That when a prophet, a true prophet speaks to, I ain't talking about these old made up, want to be sound good and want to deck themselves all up and look all pretty before people. I'm talking about the true prophet. When he brings a word, it doesn't matter his style or way he look. Now, one thing we're actually service done and we actually call on, we look at the style, the look, the name, the title. But God used some of the most unusual things. Am I talking to somebody? That'll bring a word in a season that even when you're not focused with your spirit, you'll look at the wrong thing. And you'll look at it based on its performance and the way its physicality look rather than what the word of God has declared for you to hear. I remember I was going to what we call one of those racetracks. I think it was a racetrack, not the QTs, but the racetracks. And there was a man of God who sat in the car and he sat in that old raggedy Thunderbird, I think. And I was passing by. He said, "Man of God." I said, "Yes, sir." The Bible said, when you call, you immediately respond. He didn't tell you what Pastor Ellis, Bishop Ellis, this, that, and the other prophet is a prophet. He said, "Man of God." And I turned quickly. I knew what my signal was. I said, "Yes." He said, "You're truly a man of God. You walk in grace and power." I said, "Yes." He said, "Come here and pray for me." I came over to this car and he opened up the door and almost knocked me down. But I'm telling you something, man of God, when you look at the exposure of what I saw when I got in the car and opened the window of the car, it didn't even look like he maybe looked like it was a total. I'm telling you, I don't know how hell looked, but it could have been close to the smell. A stench was so bad in the car. The word of God said, "Loose it in the name of Jesus." Declare that every substance abuse that he's dealing with, God said, "Loose it by the authority of by the words that I must speak to you. And I, brother, thou be loosed in the name of Jesus." Loose from the tobacco, loose from the alcohol, loose from the heart condition, loose from the very position that you're in, loose from the lesser finances in your life. Loose in the name of Jesus. I mean, loose everything. I said, "Lord, clean it up." And I declare by the word of God that even as I spoke that word, that when he went home that night, I believe a visitation of an angel came to the man of God and cleaned that man up. He probably moved in as a millionaire now. Not knowing, not that I'm trying to get accolade for what he did or what God done to him, but it's given over to God. That my job was to give the word. When I gave the word moved forth. The Bible said that him that believe all things, doesn't matter what your current situation look like, all things are possible. You know, I hear a lot of people getting a lot of the cliches that you got to look like where you're going, where you're going. The Bible said, according when you come from the kingdom of God, well, when you're born through your mother's womb, you come out naked. Naked you come, naked you don't go. You got to dress like a priest. You got to dress good. You got to have a suit and tie, this, that, yada, yada. They try to hear everything to make you feel that you want to leave a little, look a little bit more better than everybody else. Baby, I put the jeans and the tennis shoes on. Now I can go down. Don't think I can throw down with the best of them. But I put the jeans and the tennis shoes on, the jeans, whatever I got to have. And I walk in there and then my heart begins to receive the word of God. It receives the word of God. The Bible tells me according to, what is it, Romans 10 and 17. Listen to what he said. He said, now he didn't mention anything about your outer garments. Now the Pharisees had a big deal about that. The way they chalachapris looked at, they staffs, the place, the best seats in the house. But I hear the word of God speaking in the spirit. As he began to pronounce the word over in the Romans 10 and 17, he never said nothing about my physicality. He told me faith come by hearing. Am I in there? And hearing come by the word of God. That's what we got to understand and realize. That faith coming by hearing. And hearing is orchestrated, designed, and planned by the direction of the Holy Ghost. That whenever he say move, I move. Jeremiah said, moreover, Jeremiah 33:1. He said, moreover, the word of the Lord came unto Jeremiah the second time while he was yet shut up in the courts of the prison, saying, thus say the Lord, make thereof the Lord the form. Look here, form it and establish it. The Lord, he is named. Now, look at the King James Version. Thus saith the Lord, the maker thereof, the Lord that formed it. Listen to how he's saying that formed it. Now he's speaking in Revelation, and we're going to go over and look at some things, and we know he's talking about the earth. He said, thus say the Lord, in Jeremiah 1 and 2, thus say the Lord, maker thereof. Now he's talking about the earth. The Lord that formed it, created, designed, and engineered everything. Am I talking to somebody? To establish it, to the Lord is his name. Man or woman of God, you got to be careful to stop running into renegades. Am I helping somebody? You'll never see me run up behind a whole lot of things because I need to know where that thing is birthed from. When I have no indication where it come from and the lineage that it come out of, then you're not going to get me to follow it. A lot of us are running behind a whole lot of things because of the style, pizzazz, this, that, and the other. But God said, that ain't it. That ain't it. That ain't it. That ain't it. Notice what the Word of God says. When we understand, we're going to go back up to the first verse, but we're going to look at the second verse in Jeremiah in the Amplified Version, and we're going to get a good understanding of what he said in that second verse. He said, in the Amplified, say, thus say the Lord who made the earth, the Lord who formed it to establish it, the Lord of his name. The Bible said, everything was created on the word of God. The Bible said, matter of fact, when you think about the word of God, he said, exalt his word above his name. Now, the word of God said it was established on his name, but the words that he spoke it out of his will, come into fruition. When you look at the word of God, you go with me here, and I'm going to mess with you a little bit. There ain't nothing wrong with me doing that. I'm going to tickle you a little bit, not to the point to make you feel opposite, but let's go over to the book of Genesis, and let's talk about the formation and the creation. When we talk about how the word of God was already in format, in fruition, in full form, through the Holy Spirit to perform and do everything it designed to do. The Bible declares according to Numbers 23:19-21, he said, I'm not a God that I should lie, and I'm not a son of a man that I should have to repent. Listen to me. The command has been given. When God commanded his word, everything began to fall in place. The word of God declares according to Genesis chapter 1. We're not getting off of this particular Jeremiah, but we're going to bring some things into performance, and we're going to bring things into fruition, and we're going to bring together. Look, not from education, but through revelation. Man's thoughts, look at God's thoughts. And now God is speaking through the mouth of his priest to bring this word to you, to bring the very things that you need to hear to come into full form. He declared according to the book of Genesis. He said, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. Am I in there with Jeremiah 32 and chapter 10, verse 2? Listen to what he's saying. God created the heavens and the earth, and the earth was without form and void. Look what he's saying. And darkness was upon the face of the deep. Look who moved. The Spirit of God moved up on the face of the waters. And look who said, God said, now that the Spirit is positioned to obey the word of God, this is why the word of God said the Spirit of the Lord, that the Holy Ghost was one that's going to lead you into all truth. Now that he's got the Spirit's attention, he's going to command the Spirit to do what he say according to his word, because his word is not going to go back void. Can I go back to Romans 10 and 17? He who has a what ear, let them what hear. What who has to say? The Spirit of the Lord has to say to the church. He's not talking about the physical building. He's talking about that was in you. Greater than he that is in you than he that in the world. I don't got nothing wrong with you going to physical buildings. It's good to train disciples and get ready to send them back out, but you must not rely on the building, stress, strain, heart condition, headaches, problems, proclivities, trying to do all this stuff to deal with the administration part when God hadn't told you to do anything, but you're trying to stay in competition to please and appease the people. Listen to what he says once again. In the beginning, I'm establishing a foundation on the base of God's foundation. God established the word based on his word. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth without form and void, and darkness upon the face of the deep. And who moved? The Spirit of God moved upon the, I hear a demon trying to educate, give me an educated word from what they read out of a book. And the word of God decrees, and it comes back in the book of 1 Corinthians. He said, this stuff has got to be revealed through the Spirit. For the Spirit searches all things. I'm moving in the Spirit. You can get all the education and all the alphabets behind your name you want. But when your mind becomes the move opposite, what it said in Proverbs 3:5, lean not to your own, and the knowledge God in all his ways, and he will direct your path. See, sometimes you can get too much education, no revelation. That's why people run up behind anything that say sound good to them. They want the performance, the way it looks. They run through any kind of concert, any kind of event, any kind of seminar, anything. They don't even pray about it. They just want to move because somebody has told them about something they know nothing about. And they find themselves sitting there getting fleeced by that thing, and while it lives high and mighty on its throne, and while you suffering and you getting a word that ain't even pleasing unto God. Let me help you here in the name of Jesus. And we go back over here in the book of Genesis. He said, in the beginning God created the heavens and the earth, and the earth without form and void. Darkness was upon the face of the deep, and the Spirit of the Lord began to move on the face of the waters. God said, let there be light, and there was light. Notice the performance of what God is. He's speaking just as he's speaking in your life. And God saw that the light was good, and he divided the light from the darkness, and God called light day, and darkness came as night, and evening morning was the first day. Let me get that number 5 to you once again, because you got to understand that what you moving and what God called you to be. He's saying God called light day, and he called darkness night. Listen to what he said. He called darkness, he called night, and he even as it was the first day, and what's called in the morning, in other words, evening and morning was the first day. And God said, there he go once again, speaking the word of God through the Holy Spirit, let there be a firmament in the midst of the waters. Let it divide the waters from the waters. And God made the firmament and divided the waters which were under the firmament and from the waters which were above the firmament. And it was so. I mean, God is speaking a word in the name of Jesus. Y'all got to help me here. I don't know why the Holy Ghost got me here, but it takes me back over to Jeremiah 33. Look what it says once again in that second verse. He said, and God said, the maker thereof, the Lord that formed it, be established. The word established. Genesis told you everything. If you didn't catch it, you better get it. He established everything. And the Lord is his name, the creator, the designer, the engineer of all things. Even when you got your raggedy self in there, you think you know a little bit more than everybody else because you got a few alphabets behind. There ain't nothing wrong with you getting an education. But baby, this stuff here come by revelation. And if you don't get what you need to get got, you're going to get got. Because you got to understand that in the midst of where you're moving, it's got to be a Lord that's going to design and move you in the area he wants you to be in. He says over here in this particular Amplified version, thus say the Lord who made, in parentheses, the earth. The Lord who formed it to establish it, establish it, establish it. The Lord is his name. Who established it? Any but one person you need to look at. If God made something to put you in, see, even when Adam and Eve came in the midst of the garden, you're more worried about what the snake did to Eve and Eve did to Adam. But God's trying to say, but even before they even came into fruition, I had already put things in order, put them in the garden. And when they didn't take over the garden, I already had a plan to bring on another Adam, which is called Jesus Christ. And he's going to die for all the remission of the sins. Matter of fact, when you go back over to the book of John and you look at chapter 1, the man of God, what was that brother's name? Think again, man. God, what John the Baptist, that Bible says, there's none one greater than he are. John the Baptist speaks in 1 John 29. He says something like this. He said, look, see him that coming whose shoes I can't lace. What he's done? To take away all the sins of the world. Adam may have misquoted or mishapped what he did in the garden. But what God done, he said, but when I re-up and bring you somebody back a little bit more greater than Adam, I'm going to show you that when he died this time, I'm going to conquer all death. I'm going to conquer all sin in the name of Jesus. And the Bible tells us that whoever believe on his name, the Bible says he shall be saved. The word of God gives you an understanding to realize that in the midst when you're going through dilemmas, he said, first you got to come to salvation. And through salvation, you got to learn to live a kingdom life. And kingdom life is already in position when you anoint and speak the words out of your mouth. What is that? Romans 10:8-9. What sayest thou? The word of God. Where it's near you, it's in you, it's in your mouth. If I begin to confess, believe, declare, and decree that God is the head of my life, the Bible says I shall be saved. It ain't nothing even, you won't have to worry about that. Because now when you understand that salvation is yours, then you got to start living like a king. The Bible said you are on the earth. You to be a conduit. According to Romans 4:17, your job is to speak, declare, and call things in position that be not of the world. Can I tell you, Luke 10:19, behold, I've given you power, not only power to tread upon serpents and scorpions, on over all the power of the enemy. Come on, Ephesians 1:21, far above all principalities and powers and dominions, not only named in this world, but everything which is to come. The word of God decrees and it declares over in Jeremiah 33. He said, for God said, the Lord, the maker thereof, the Lord that formed it, established it on the, he said, established it on his name. The word of God says in the third verse, listen to me, call unto me. Call unto me. Let's run it back. Because I need you to get an understanding of what's going on here. That God put you here to be a conduit. That when he spoke the model prayer about you, how you should govern yourself here on the earth, that even when you fall short, he said, you got to be able to pray that our Father who are in heaven, hallowed be thy name, let thy kingdom come. Listen to me, let thy will, you got to be in the will of God. See, he comes back and he tells you, probably, see, when you're in the will of God, you can't lean to your own understanding. You can't worry about all the certificates and alphabets you got. You can't worry about the accolades of people or who they say they are. Matter of fact, Jesus called them naysayers. He said, who do they say I am? Am I in there, anybody? I'm getting you to see something. Let's go back here in the Amplified Version. Moreover, the word. Now, we're in the Amplified Version over in Jeremiah 1:33. Moreover, the word of the Lord came to Jeremiah. Look, he said a second time. Now, I'm going to show you something, how he came the first time. And he warned Judah before the excursion came in on them. I'm going to send a heathen by the name of Nebuchadnezzar. I'm going to send a devil. And I'm going to show y'all that because you rebelled against my word and my name, you fear not to do what I call you to do. King Hezekiah, I'm going to deal with you. I'm going to call him to come down and deal with Judah. And when he deal with Judah, he going to cause y'all to fall. And everybody that's in Judah going to go into the exile. But I'm going to release them back after a certain amount of years. As I begin to do this very work, because I got to clear out some stuff. Sometimes, man, you got to clear out some stuff from around you. Sometimes you want a God to bring a Nebuchadnezzar in your life, declare all the gook from around you, all the so-called wannabes, all the ones who's talking about you, all the ones who's putting you down. Lord, cause an excursion to come on my life, that boy, when you bring me out, it'd be more than I ever see in my entire life. The word of God comes back over in the book of Jeremiah in the 33rd chapter, in that particular first verse, he said, moreover, the word of the Lord came to Jeremiah the second time while he was still shut up in the courts of the guard, saying, thus say the Lord, made the heavens and the earth. Sounds like Jeremiah 32:17, don't it? With my stretched out arms, I created the heavens and the earth. But let's stay right here in 33:2. Thus say the Lord who made the heavens and the earth, or the earth, the Lord who formed and established it, the Lord is his name. Go back to Genesis and understand what I'm telling you here. I'm trying to get you to see. It's no need for you to try to look at anywhere else. There's no need for you to keep on putting all of your trust in men. Am I helping somebody? The Bible says, I want to know you one-on-one. See, this is what gets me sometimes. What's wrong with you when you got to keep on having somebody to try to make you feel to be something that you're not? Why do you keep on running behind people, trying to establish yourself because you want to know them, because you want to do all these things that make you feel good and say you did this, that, and the other? The Bible tells me you got to have an individual relationship. Let me ask you something, man, woman, boy, child, not the boys and girls, but the men and women. Why is it that when you meet somebody and it seems like God brought them into your life, you seem like you might want to get to know them a little bit more intimately? I ain't talking about on the other end. I'm talking about for us who they are. You might want to have somebody pull his background, pull this credit report, check him out, see where he works at, see what kind of education he got, rather than just rushing into something because you're looking at the lips and the hips, the biceps and the chest and all these things. Has nothing to do with what God is about to do with you. God will bring somebody to you to look like a wimp. And I hear people complain, I want a man or I want a husband, I don't want anybody to look like this. And I ain't gonna say you gotta eat no gazelle at night, and I ain't saying you gotta lay in bed with a gorilla. But what I'm trying to get you to understand, but when God brings somebody in your life, you gotta be specific about what you want. And if it's what you want, then you gotta understand and realize that you can't get it, then Jimmy crack corn. Don't worry about it. Keep on moving in the name of Jesus, because the word of God tells me like this. For those who wait on the Lord, The Bible is going to renew you in the midst of what you said. If you ask and call on to the Lord, we're going to look at this in a minute. When you call on to the Lord, the Bible says great and mighty things will he show you. You don't have to worry. You want a husband? Then ask God. Be patient about it. You want a wife? Then be patient and wait. You want the new home? If that don't make it a God, you want a new car? You want a new, am I in there with anybody? Do you want the new job? Do you want all these things you've been asking for? And you keep on running up behind people trying to get confirmation about something that God has already meant for you to have. He told you I made man for woman and woman for man. Don't you believe that somebody is out there for you only if you wait and you continue to understand and believe and declare and decree? If I obey all his commands, all his statutes, all his precepts, the word of God said his judgment won't come upon you. I will by no means bless you. Why do I get that from? Go over there to Psalms 84:11. No good thing will I withhold from those who walk upright. Baby, when you walk upright, when a man and woman waits, pleases God. The Bible tells me, I will give you the desires of your heart. Let me get back over to Jeremiah 33 and over in the second verse, over in the Amplified version. Look what it says. Thus say the Lord, who made, he said, I made the heaven. That means everything in the earth belongs to me. It belongs to me. It's mine. It's not man. It's not his title. It's not his position. It's not who he said. I make a man do what I want them to do. I created them. I designed them. I call favor to fall in your life and wages. I give you every bank to give you favor, every car dealership, every house, everything you need. I will make a man do what I want them to do. They'll scratch their head and say, I don't know why I'm saying yeah. Yeah, because you under the unction of the power of the Holy Ghost. Because now I have called the Lord. And the Lord, I call you to be able to bless me for whatever I may need. Look what he says once again. Over in Jeremiah 33:2. He says, thus say the Lord, who has made the earth, the Lord who formed it to establish it. He established it. When I establish something, then I bring in and give to who I want to give to. It's my establishment. It's mine. I give to who I want to give it to. I'll give it a whole establishment way. It's me. Don't you think I can create another one? Not that it's coming no time soon, but it is coming back. You know, God said, I'll give you everything you need. Think about it, Psalms 84:11. No, do I mean to whisper it? No good thing will I withhold from those who walk upright. That's your key right there. Go to the book of Genesis, not Genesis, go to Galatians. Go to Galatians. Galatians tell you right there. But you got to understand one thing about Galatians. Galatians tell you in Galatians 5:14, he tells you, you're going to have love. All the laws are established on one word, and that's love. You can't do 15 and get 14. You can't bite, kick, scratch, devour, hate, disdain, put down people, and expect good to come to you. You can't do bad and expect good to come. See, like if you don't do good, the good to come. You keep doing good, good gonna come. That's the stuff that's already supposed to be. Quit hating on people. Quit talking about folk. Quit talking about you don't like this, that, and if they hate on you, love on them. I ain't said you got to kiss them and love them and hang out with them. Just love on them. Don't hold nothing against them. Don't get on the phone and put your beaters up there and talk about them. Leave people alone. Can't you leave somebody alone without trying to put your mouth on them? That's one of the problems. The Bible says, look at this. I like to rap to y'all. I just want to talk to y'all. Y'all know I'm one of them. I'm telling you, I don't get up here and I try to be all intellectual. I don't try to be something that I'm not. I don't need no long robe. I don't need no bunch of rings. I don't need all these things. But I'm going to bring it to you just while I'm going to put it right in your face. Don't you know a lot of us, if we understand what the Word of God says, let's go over here for a second. Let's go here a second. Staying 33. We're gonna all this stuff we're looking at. We're gonna look at. Let's go over here Lord help me. Let's go over to the Corinthians. Let's look at Corinthians for a minute. And most of y'all know where I'm going. It ain't so much that you know the scripture. You already know that. It ain't that. See. This is what gets me. Oh, I already know that scripture. But yeah, you see. John the Baptist only spoke one word. Repent. He didn't give you a whole flu of scriptures and all this thing. See, when you think you got so much clergy in you, let me just put it like this. Whatever man think of himself as being something that he's not, why did he say that? Because you hadn't arrived and you never will arrive until you get out of this shell that you're in and you're going on to be with your father. So while you still here, you are. And while you still are, you ain't. Do y'all understand that? The Bible said, for all has fallen short. Don't let me get into Romans. Romans tells you, Romans, Lord, let me just get right here. I would deal with you And I deal with myself. The Bible says first to me and then to you. So I'm dealing with myself as well. The Bible says over in the book of 1 Corinthians. Just smooth with me over to 1 Corinthians. I like to say smooth. I mean, just go on over there to 1 Corinthians. No worries. I'm going to let you roll with me up in here. The Bible says over here in the book of Corinthians, he talks about, even though he talks about the process of taking a cup and drinking of his blood and eating of his body and remembrance of me, he tells you something about it. It's so important right here. He says in 1 Corinthians 11:28, let's look at this real close. As a matter of fact, let's look at it in the Amplified Edition. Now, in fact, can I look at it? Can I go to the NIV on this? Yeah, let's go to the NIV. I mean, let's go to Amplified and then go to the NIV. And let's go back to the Lexham English after that. So we got three different ones we're going to call them. First, we're going to deal with the King James Version. Let's go to the King James Version. Let's go and pop right over to the King James Version. Look at, now we're talking about us, how we are, why we're missing our blessings. Let's go over to the King James Version. Look at the King James Version in 11:28. He says it very clear. Don't read through this like a fairy tale. That's one of the things you got to memorize in your mind, but you don't understand the clarity of what it's saying. The B-U-T says a whole lot. It's almost like if you're able to. It says, but. And it said examine, he said, but let. That means when you understand over in 27, he said, whoever shall eat the bread and drink of this cup. Now he's talking about communion, but that's not, look at the communion. That's talking about our personal life. Why am I not getting blessed? Why am I not receiving everything that I feel that God has in store for me? Why is it? First of all, Proverbs 3:5. Number one, lean not to your own. Next of all, we go to Proverbs 18. What does he tell you about there? It's a way that seems right. Just when you think you got it figured out, you're wrong. You're wrong. You don't want to admit it, but you're wrong. You read all the books. I'm going to help, but I want to help in the right way because I really want you to understand not only what I'm speaking in the book of Jeremiah 33, but I want you to get a full scourging understanding what he's saying about how you come into your real revelation of how your blessing will come. Psalms 84:11 said, there's nothing he would hold. Well, if he ain't going to hold nothing for me, what do I got to do? I'm tired of this. I'm tired of that. I want this. I want that. Okay. You call it on me. Psalms 46. Okay, I'm presently there. But there's some things you need to clear up. But see what Proverbs tell you, not Proverbs, but Proverbs say lean not to your own understanding. And leaning to your own understanding, if we can get here, and I'm going to teach it. When you look at this area over in the book of Proverbs 3:5, don't go there. Just write it down. He says, lean not to your own understanding. But look what he says, acknowledge. Acknowledge. Now, when you look at Jeremiah 33 in a second, he said, establish. God has established. But in the midst of him being established, you got to acknowledge who he is in you. And when you understand who he is in you, don't go before him. Follow him. The Bible said, listen to him. Romans 10:17. Have an ear to what? Hear. What who has to say? The Spirit. Well, how do I get in contact with the Spirit? First, it comes to Romans 10:8. I got to confess it. And then I got to get all the gook up out of me, the things I know that's not right. And then I got to call on the power of God to help me in the midst of all the situations I'm dealing with. But first, my thing I'm going to do, I got to come to confession. I'd have confessed it. But if I don't confess, I go opposite of Proverbs 3:5. In Proverbs 3:5, he talks about the Corinthians, though I speak with the tongue of an angel, I have not charity. I become a sounding brass, a tinkling cymbal. Although I have the gift of prophecy, y'all better get with me. I understand all mysteries. I got all the PhDs. I got all the robes. I got all the buildings. I got all these things that make me look. I got a name that rings out before all the people. I got all the mysteries, all the knowledge. Though I have all faith so that I could not remove mountains, and I have not charity, I'm nothing. Although I store all the goods, I feed the poor. I do all the mission work. I do everything that looks good in the eyesight of people. But inside of me, can I help somebody? Inside of me, I'm failing to deal with a self-examination. When the Word of God tells you in the midst of dealing with Christ and even in the midst of looking at the communion, he tells you, when you deal with this, before taking me into you, you must establish and know who I am. But I know you to understand who I am before you take me into you, because you can't put me in no junk. I can't come through all that gook in you, all that stuff in you, that unlove, that bickering, that complaining, that gossip, that behind closed doors that you're dealing with. I'm trying to get you to see. Baby, there's a fly on the wall that sees everything you're doing, and it's called the Holy Ghost. You can't come for me and laugh and smile and be something that you're not. I will pull you out, because I don't deal with that stuff. You may not like me because I go forth. I may be like a Jeremiah. You may lock me up in your chamber. You may talk about me and say all you want about me. But you know what? There's a day that you got to reckon with, because the Word of God tells me you're going to have to deal with every idle word. It's not nothing with me. I'm free, because I constantly ask the Lord to help me to be love and kind to all the people. But somehow you keep on putting your razor blade on everybody, silently cutting them, and then they begin to bleed, and you don't even offer them anything to help them out. Just like I said about the Pharisees, you put loads on the backs of the people, and you don't lift your hand to help now one of them out. The Word of God says you got to come to the point in your life that he said over there in 1 Corinthians 11:28, but first let a man and a woman examine him or herself. And look here, check out your own backyard. As the William brothers say, you're going to have to sweep around your own back door. I was listening to a very prominent speaker, and I listen to a lot of them. I just listen to them. And when I hear them speak, all I hear them is giving words that crack nuts. Crack, oh, oh, hallelujah. Crack, oh, oh, yes, amen, hallelujah, glory. But you ain't said nothing. You got words of wisdom. But you have, he said over here in Corinthians, you got no charity. You got all the things that make the people sound good and plead and come after you, but has no power. Let me go back over here to Corinthians 13. Because I'm going to get this Jeremiah out of my system. The Bible says over here in the fifth verse of 1 Corinthians 13:5, do not behave itself unseemly. See, unseemly or seeming not her own is not easily provoked, thinking not evil. Look at what he's telling you. Do not, look here, when he talks about how charity suffers long. I heard Dr. Tony Evans say, for those who wait in the midst of your suffering, the Word of God says, according to Romans 8:18, but I rockin', he uses a counting term, but I rockin' for the suffering at this present time. Am I in there with somebody? It's not compared to the weight of glory that may be revealed. When you understand that part, when your man examines himself, a woman examines himself, when you do an MRI on your own self, you don't need to do an MRI on nobody else. The Bible said, first let a man, look, check out your own back door, as the William brother said. But first let a man examine his or her, I'm going to put the his and her, I'm not trying to change scripture, but it's not just talking about man, even though men, you know, women come from man, but we got a reverse role on that also. You look at Paul's word about the women staying inside of the church. He's not criticizing the women, said they can't speak. He said just don't kind of come in as an authoritative figure. He wants you to teach. You got a gift. That's why he said women to be help me. I don't walk behind my wife. I don't dominate over my wife. But my wife is right there with me. She's not a Jezebel. She's not an Ahab. I'm not an Ahab. But she understands my role and my calling. Now y'all understand what I'm saying. You don't want to hear me, because I'm trying to get you to understand something. Even though Paul talks about the silencing of the women in church, it's not neglected them not to speak and not to use their gift to move forward. But what he's actually letting you understand and realize in that particular scripture and teaching is the fact that, hey, look, you got to understand who your authoritative figure is, not to dominate over you. But you see, I can't birth the child and she can't sing bass. Am I? Y'all don't like this kind of teaching. You want to be at free radical teaching. You want somebody to just go say anything. Let me tell you something, man and woman, God. Anybody can quote scriptures. Anybody can talk. Anybody can get a crowd. Am I helping somebody? But it goes back to the Word of God. Say, it's a way that seemeth right unto a man or a woman, but the end. You get caught up in it if you want to. I don't ask a lot of things that I don't get down with a lot of stuff. I don't hold up, because I don't know where that stuff come from. People ask me, why didn't you? I don't know nothing about that thing. I don't go, everything that screams, I ain't finna jump on it. Everything that sounds, I ain't in it. I ain't finna roll. Excuse me, but I'm not going to roll with it. I'm not going to roll with it. The word of God says right here that he looks at this particular 28th verse. But let a man or a woman examine him or herself to see if they of the faith before they eat of the bread and the drink. Now, I may have kind of twisted that a little bit in terms of how I need you to understand it. So I'm going to take you over to the Amplified version and let it tell you itself what he's needing to tell you. When you go to Amplified 11 and 28, go to 11 and 28. Follow with me. Stay with me. Don't lose me. He says over in the 28th verse, over in the Amplified version. He's pretty much said the same thing I just said. He said there, let a man, I'm going to put the woman in there because I don't want anybody to think Mary, thoroughly, that means thoroughly mean, you know, see, when you do what you call x-rays, it only gets the surface of things. But what an x-ray does, what an MRI does, it gets the bone. It gets everything. It shows everything. It shows the deepest part of everything that's going on, the muscle tissue, the scars, everything. He said, let a man or woman thoroughly examine his or herself, and only when he is done, listen to me, only when you're done looking at your own self in the mirror, as Michael Jackson said, God bless his heart, poor thing. See, you got to understand what he said. The man, what was killing him was the man in the mirror. We know the story about, most of you follow the Michael Jackson story. I love all the Mikes, Michael Jordan, Michael Jackson, all of them. I mean, they was all good people in my, I popped my finger to Michael Jackson. Oh, I did that too. I love Mike Tyson. I love Michael Jordan. You know, I love all the guys. I mean, but there's something he says about examination. It's him only when he is done. Look here. So should he eat of the bread and drink of the cup. Now listen what he says. I'm just telling you. For if anyone eats and drinks without determination or discerning or analyzing or recognizing look at yourself. What do appreciation that it is Christ? He said appreciation. If you just going to take the bread and you're going to take the wine because it's a traditional thing, baby, you done already messed up. You didn't firmly understand what was going on here. See, what you done, you took the bread and the wine because you looked at it as a traditional thing. You knew it was coming up. You knew you had to get on your knees and ask God to forgive you for some things that you had done that weren't quite right. It's okay for you to deny it. Just don't play with it. Don't take the bread and the bread and the wine in as a representation of Christ and put it in you, and you know you tore up from the floor up, as Jesse Perez said out there in Victory Outreach, and you know you tore up from the floor up and then check up from the neck up. Don't be doing that. Don't be doing it because everybody else did it. You're going to follow him because you're going to run off the curb because he fall off the curb. That's why the word of God say, why the path the nail? Oh, you're going to follow them? Because it's a traditional thing? Because they say they love the Lord, so you're going to run behind them. Man, you better ask somebody. I'm not running behind nothing. I'm going to firstly check stuff out. I don't care how popular you are. I don't care what name you say you got. Because when I come before the throne of God, I got to give account. I got to give account. Because I'm going to barely make it in, but what I have. I need to tell you about the story about the rich man. He let him know. If your brothers trip out up there, just like you tripped out, they're going to be right down in hell with you. Understand, he got mixed up on his priorities. He loved his money. And the Bible said, you can't love mammon more than you love me. That means things, whatever you have, jobs, business. If you don't put that thing before God, just it's a matter of time. Your head going to bust trying to figure out what's going on because you hadn't put God as the head. The word of God decrees and declares, come back over here in that particular area of 11 to 28. He said, you got to come through a thorough examination of yourself. You go back to the First Corinthians 13. I know I got to get out of here. He says back in the third verse or First Corinthians 13 and 3. He said, though you bestow all the goods to feed the poor, I gave my body to be burned, or I give my body to be burned. I have not charity. It profits me nothing. Listen to me. It doesn't matter about what title you have. It don't matter what about robe you have. It don't matter about your, it ain't about your building. It ain't about that. I'm not trying to put anybody down, but I'm trying to, I got to tell you the truth. And in the season I am, I got to tell the truth. You ask me a question, I don't run up in a lot of these churches. And I'm not going to run up in them. I'm just going to tell you straight out. Don't invite me somewhere and I don't know nothing about you. First, give me a time to check you out. I don't care what credentials you have. I'm not worried about your title, because your title ain't going to get me into heaven. I'm trying to help you. I'm trying to get you to see. You keep on running up behind stuff. That's what you're going to find yourself bombarded. Many of y'all have been hurt running behind a whole bunch of junk. And have found yourself in really bad positions, and now you just want to give up on the church, period. Quit running up behind folk and learn how to go in your room and shut the door and pray. Like Dr. Tony Evans said, when you get in contact with God and you present your situation to him, the word of God says he will get involved with your earthly situation. Goes back to Psalms 84:11. No good thing will I withhold from those who walk upright. The Bible says in the fourth verse of 1 Corinthians 13, I'm going back to Jeremiah here in just a minute. Stay with me. Charity suffers long. Look what it says it is. Kind, envieth not. Charity vaineth. For those who you think you're a little bit better than everybody else, you seditty ones, those who put yourself up, you so-called wannabe intellectual talkers and smart mouth speakers. One thing I can understand, I'm going to tell you about me as a man of God, I'm straight level with everybody. But when you come and talk to me, listen to me, when you come and talk to me and you talk to me like I'm not worthy, I'm out of there. I don't care who you are and what kind of prophet or whatever you say you are. You don't approach me like a man, cancel it. Yeah, I'm out of there. Because my spirit going to bear spirit with you. And God believe, and I declare that God going to have you to come to me in a righteous way. You ain't going to come to me with no self-righteousness. You can say all the negative things you want. But you know what, brother, sister, whoever you may be, you got to come in and you got to give account. Oh, you're going to give account. You can give all the accolades and all the friends you want with who you want with down there. And you feel good before them. But you know what? When we stand before the judge, we're all going to be swinging and dangling. And I'm just going to put it like that, whether you like or not what I'm saying. I'm just telling you the truth. Naked you come and naked you're going to go. And he going to speak to you about the flies on your wall, because he going to know everything about you. The word of God declares, we're in the fifth verse on 1 Corinthians 3:5. He said, do not behave unseemly, seeking not his own self-righteousness, leaning not to your own understanding. It is not provoke angry, evil, quick to get mad, quick to shut people off, talk about folk, put people down. It doesn't think evil. Get your mind right. The Bible said, I beseech you therefore, brother, by the mercies of God. It's mercy. God didn't have to let you live or get up this morning, but his mercy and grace allowed you to give up. The Bible said, your mind has got to be renewed in the spirit. The Bible says in the sixth verse, reject it not in iniquity, but reject it in the truth. Look what he's saying. When I come to you and tell you something about I know is wrong with you, I'm talking to myself too. But when I come to you, as I talk about how men talk to men, and that's how one woman talk to women. When you think you got a little bit more plateau than everybody else, you got a heart, you got a lungs, I don't need to go to other areas. You got feet, you got toes, you got nose. Am I in there with anybody? You got this spirit thing flipped. You got it twisted. Because God gave you a little bit of knowledge and you think you're a little bit better than everybody else. Well, the Holy Spirit tells me in the 1 Corinthians over there in that 12th chapter, if you're going over to the 12th chapter, if you really want to roll with me, and I'll roll right there with you too. And the word of God makes it clear in the 12th chapter. Matter of fact, when you go to the 12th chapter, he talks about the Holy Spirit. Y'all just going to get me to move and I got to get up out of here. Because I'm telling you, when I let it go, I let it roll. And it ain't about me trying to be better than anybody. It's about me telling you. Because when I'm telling you, I'm telling myself. The word of God decrees and declares when you look at it in the 12th verse, in the 12th chapter of 1 Corinthians. He said, but by the manifestation of the Spirit is given every man and woman to profit with all. That's the Spirit. But don't understand. Remember now. He understand women come from the men, but now they're trying to reverse the role. I mean, y'all know what I'm talking about. John MacArthur talks about the process. If you listen to some of his stuff and good teaching, anybody who don't love the teaching of God rejects them. They reject the Holy Spirit. Now, he didn't tell you you can't speak. He didn't say that some of my greatest discernment and giftings come from my wife. Y'all understand what I'm saying? Assembly line and machine makes cars. Y'all don't roll me on that one. But whatever makes the product puts it in your hand that you know is safe enough for you to carry. Whether you deal with Louis Vuitton, cars, shoes, whatever. It's profitable enough to put on the market. If you understand what I'm saying. But first, it got to come from a source. It's nothing wrong with the woman who came from the source. And nothing wrong with her having a gift. But she got to understand her authoritative figure. Now, my wife can go into church and preach all day. I have nothing problem with it. But when she go to denounce me as her husband and talking about me and put me down and say this, that, and the other. All you got to do is look at some of these other people out here having life problems. Some of these main women speakers and main men speakers. Don't be badgering people. Don't go in the job and change somebody's manual that they already have. Fall in line with it. The manual has been wrote for the kingdom. Paul and all the other people have wrote these messages. But these people who come in, these Judaizers, these people who diametrically oppose the word of God and try to make up their own way of teaching and understanding, they the ones who neglect you. They the ones who put weight on your shoulders. They the ones that are not going to lift you when you fall into trouble with the kingdom of God. And you wonder why you having all this trouble and you're not getting blessed. And you study trying to push over and keep on going. As the word of God says, a way that seems right unto a man or a woman, but the way they end is his death. The word of God declares upon him, dealing with the Holy Spirit over here in 1 Corinthians chapter 12. But first let a man examine himself to see if he has the faith. But he says also in the 7th verse, he said, by the manifestation of the Spirit is given every man the profit with all. God's not holding back your gift. Jeremiah 1:5 said you were born with it. He's going to use you. But understand who your authoritative is. It's not to a point where you use the word authoritative to condemn or put down that every gift is using equally. Take a football team for instance. Every man on the field plays his role. He's authoritative in that defensive back position or the line position or the quarterback position, the running back position. He's established to do his role. But when he starts getting better than the team, well, we don't need you no more because you're a disruption. Oh, y'all, let me help y'all here. He says over in the 8th verse, for one is given the spirit of wisdom, knowledge. Look what it says. He didn't say nothing about the difference. See, your Holy Spirit roller coasters. The true Holy Spirit don't roller coast. Because all gifts, your clothes, your robe, your building, don't make your gift no better than nobody else's. I believe, according to the book of Matthew, chapter 25, I believe the gifts are given according to the measures. But they don't outrank each other. And that's where a lot of people got problems, especially us. We got a big problem with that. Especially, we got that real bad. I could truly say that. You can't tell us nothing. You can't listen to us. You don't want to talk to us. I'm going to give it to you today. You may not want it, but I'm telling you the truth. The Bible says, by the manifestation of the Spirit is given every man the profit with all. To one is given the spirit of wisdom. All this is a team. All this is a team. No part of the body is bigger than any other part of the body. The functions might be a little bit more. I use my legs more than I use my arms. I use my arm where it's attached to the finger, but I don't become a double head. Do you understand what I'm saying? He made one Adam. He didn't make two Adams. Oh, y'all don't want to talk to me. He says in the 10th verse, he said, the working of miracles, the other prophecy, another discerning of spirits, diverse kinds of tongue, interpretation of tongue. But he says like this, as he goes back to the book of Matthew, chapter 25, to verse 14, he used 11 verse also and said, but all these that work in the same self spirit, dividing one man severally as he will, the head controls the whole body. I don't care if you're an apostle. I don't care if you're a prophet. I don't care if you're an evangelist. I don't care if you're a pastor teacher. If you're an apostle and you got a wife and she's got a gift, let it move. As long as she don't overshadow you about how God called you to do. Because normally God called her to help you anyway. But when you have these renegades out here, and I know it's a whole lot of them. You don't hear this kind of teaching because y'all hate it. Authoritative figures of the church never were designed to be handed to a woman. Get me? I'm not putting women down. Y'all want to use all this stuff about how he spoiled our spirits on all flesh? Look, zip that. We're talking about establishment and foundation. A house cannot be built unless it has a solid foundation. If it does, without a foundation, go to Luke 6 and you will tell you all about it. I got to get out of here. But if I get out of here, I'm going to go back to over here, Jeremiah 33. And I want to hit you. Yo, you got a true prophet speaking to you. I'm a hidden one, but I'm not going to put myself out there. But I'm letting all them do all they talking. I'm letting all them do what they want to do. I'm letting all of them yap the way they need to yap. Let them talk all the things they want to talk. You keep on getting with that unsound doctrine stuff. I'm rolling with somebody who's credible. And that's the Holy Ghost. And he's going to put me in line with the people he want me to be in with. I don't care about the popularity, name, and click clubs and titles. You can have it all. Because it's all going to wash away, baby. It all comes out in the wash. He says over here once again, we got the Jeremiah 33, and I got to roll. Moreover, the word of the Lord came to Jeremiah the second time, while he was yet shut up in the prison, saying, thus say the Lord, the maker thereof, the Lord formed it and established it. The Lord is his name. Call unto me, and I will answer thee and show thee, look here, not just great and mighty things, great and mighty things that thou knowest not. Can I help somebody here? And I know I keep saying I got to go, but I'm a push it. I don't know. I'm a 400 meter man. You know, I run it. 220 is good, but I'm going to pull a whole track. Listen to me. Look what it says over here. Let's go to Corinthians. Let's go something in Corinthians. Let me hit y'all one more time in Corinthians. And I promise you, after this, I'm gonna do a second half on this, but I'm gonna get out of here. Paul speaks a very strong word over in Corinthians. He makes it all solidified in the spirit. Even when that man of God, John MacArthur, began to bring this word, even though Tony Evans brings it forth, even though these things, Bishop Raymond John, all these people, Dr. Von, these Al Fortes, these guys telling you. But see, they ain't popular in your eyesight because you don't want to hear them. You want your ears itched. So you got to go where your ears get itched. But I'm telling you, when you get before the throne of God, they're going to itch, all right? They're going to itch. They're going to itch in ways you never thought they would ever itch. Look at the word of God says over here in 1 Corinthians in this particular second chapter, the ninth verse. Most of us know it. Let's look at the eighth verse, first of all. Which none of the princes of this world knew. They still don't know. They still don't know. For if they had known, they would have not crucified the Lord of glory. He's not just talking about the God on the cross. He's talking about that word that comes back in there, that Judaizing teaching. Those who speak of things and saying things that be not of their word. Let me be the first one to wave at you. I advertise my stuff on Facebook. I'll wave at you all day long. But I'm telling you, man, I'm not going to get in. Look, you produce a circus, expect a clown. That's the only thing I'm going to tell you. You form a circus, expect some clowns to come. Because they're going to be there. That's all I got to say about that. You need to move on from this social network problem because they're deterring you. The word of God says right here over the ninth verse. But it has been written. The word is already in putting in place. We read it in the book of Genesis, the establishment. For it has been written, eyes have not seen, ears have not heard. Neither has it entered in the heart of no man the things that God has prepared. It's already been done. You don't need to recreate anything. Anytime you recreate anything over God, it's a lie. It's false. It's opposing the word of God. Diametrically opposing the word of God. The Bible says, I've laid the foundation, and another man come build there upon. Now that's 1 Corinthians 3 and 11. He tells you that. The Bible says, Except I build the house. It's a vain build. He said, but it has to be revealed to us by the Spirit. That's in 1 Corinthians, and that's 2nd chapter and 10th verse. But it has to be revealed them unto us by his Spirit. Look what Paul says. For the Spirit searches all things, yea, the deepest things of God. Now, go to 11th verse. For man only knows the things of a man, but no man knows the things of the Spirit. Doesn't matter how many books you wrote. You want somebody to read your writing, or you want to read God's writing? You going to put your book over the kingdom of God? I understand you so about encouragement. That's why you got some of these younger generation. They're so, I don't know what's going on anyway. They're so quick at the mouth to say something. Well, they just want to be encouragement. Well, you know what? You keep on thinking that. I believe you better get some wisdom before you start opening your mouth. Because see, when you start listening to every time Dick and Harry start running about and everything, it's just a matter of time. It's just a matter of time. The word of God reveals once again, for man knows the things of a man. Man and woman knows the things of a man. Say the spirit of man, which is in him. The Bible says that thing that's in you need to be produced that what the outward man will show the glow in which God designed and engineered you to be. Even so, the things of God knoweth no man. Can I go back to what the word of God declares and decrees? It's got to be revealed through the spirit. As it says in verse 12, now we have received not the spirit of the world. Galatians, come on. Walk in the spirit, do not fit the lust in the desires of the flesh. 14, love. 15, don't be, 5, all that's in there. 14, the laws of the kingdom, which is love. 15 comes back in Galatians 5 and 15, tells you don't kick in the bio and scratch and all that stuff. But he says you walk in the spirit. That's why the word of God says over here in the 1 Corinthians in this particular second chapter. He said, now you have received not the spirit of the world. See, you're separate. But see, while you going to your little clubs and concert, or I'm talking to somebody, or you ain't going to like this, but you're going to get it. While you out there going to your little clubs, going to your little concerts, having your little peekaboo shows, the earth, wind, and fire, all your old school stuff, and the world comes, all right, I'm just going to tell you, there's some things that you ain't supposed to touch no more. There's some things you're not supposed to be a part of anymore. But you can't speak the word of God and then dibble and dabble on the devil's side. Oh, you don't hear me talking to you. Because see, you want God and you want the pleasures of the world. So you want to do a sneak preview into one of your summer fests or this, that, or the other. And then you want to find in scripture where it tells you it's okay. No, you lied. From the pit, you lied. So God say, separate yourself. Now that you come to understand that who I am and what I designed and engineered you to be. Now that you receive the spirit of the world, now we have not received the spirit of the world, but the spirit which is of God, that we may know the things which are freely given to us of God, which we speak also. Look here, speak not. Look here, which we have received not the spirit of the world, but the spirit which is of God. I want to say that over and over again. So he comes down to 13. He makes you know again. What does he say in 13? Which things also we speak not in the worlds which man's wisdom teaches, but what the Holy Ghost teaches. Comparing what? Spiritual things to spiritual. Don't get it twisted. Don't get it twisted. Because I know some of y'all will. And you think you get it twisted? You play with this stuff if you want to. You're gonna find yourself somewhere that you don't need to be. I'm Apostle Charles Ellis here at HNOC Studios here in the city of Plano, Texas. We got the man of God coming out of Yeshua Messiah Ministry tonight. We're going to be with him. Of course, we got the man of God, the Robinson Group. It's coming up here on the 15th here at HNOC Studios. Also, we'll talk about some of the mandate about dealing with your finances, how you can raise your church on a more, not just your church, but you personally in your personal life, how to gain the access back to you, what God has already given to you that comes from what? The kingdom. The Bible said he gave you life, that you bring a life more abundantly. Most of you acting in the Saginaw, Michigan area, you know, Dr. Ronald Robinson is going to be out in that area. You might want to come out and pay him attention. If I actually pull up his little information here and talk about him a little bit, I think he's going to be out there at a Kingdom Empowerment Outreach. You know, he's going to be over there on August 31st. That's going to be 1717 East Genesee Street at Atwater out there in Saginaw, Michigan. For those who contact him, it's going to be 989-753-4748. That's going to be Dr. Ronald Robinson dealing with the Robinson Group. Such a good man. Been knowing Ronald since we're going back to the fifth or sixth grade. A good friend of mine. But also, we want to let you guys know also in that same, pretty much not in the same group, but tonight we got the man of God that's going to be coming out of, you know, Yeshua Ministries out there in Scottsdale, Arizona. It's going to be Evangelist Steve and Prophet Joyce Lazar. You know, for those who call in on the show tonight, it's going to be 646-668-8746. We hope to have a good time. That's going to be 9 p.m. Central Standard Time. That's going to be every Monday here at HNOC Studios. Of course, the woman of God is always running forth, Patty Ellis. You know, she's always doing the great work that's coming from the kingdom of God. Blessings to all the children, all the kids going back to school today, both young and old. Want to look over them and keep them safe as the word of God protects them and keeps them, especially my beautiful little daughter. You know, she's not old. She's not in what you call elementary anymore. She's going to middle school, a big change. A little nervous is there, but God got her. And I want to thank you guys for being a part of the work on today as we continue to move forth and do what God has planned us to do. You know, I love you guys. Y'all take care. Y'all know I don't come to bring no harm to you, but I come to bring the word which comes from the kingdom of God. Hey, look, God bless you, man. We love you guys. And you guys take care.
Jesus washed. He washed my sins away.
When Jesus washed,
he washed my sins away.
Oh, happy day.
Yeah.
Oh, happy day.
He taught me
how,
yeah,
to walk by and pray.
Here it comes again, lunch. Will it be the same old, or are you ready to take a vacation from the ordinary with the new Jamaican Jerk Turkey Sub at Firehouse Subs? Freshly sliced smoked turkey breast, craveably sweet mustard sauce, and a hint of Caribbean seasoning. Just $5.55 for a medium. Save time. Order the new Jamaican Jerk Turkey Sub on the Firehouse Subs app. Firehouse Subs. Enjoy more subs. Save more lives. Participating locations, limited time only, plus tax. Prices may vary for delivery.
I can't believe it.
That Gerald is presenting the quarterly budget report with finger puppets?
Look, here comes a 1.7% decrease in fixed overhead. Hello, everybody.
No, I can't believe how easy it was to save hundreds of dollars on my car insurance with Geico.
Who are you? The projected increase in organic Q3 revenue. Hooray!
Believe it. Geico could save you 15% or more on car insurance.